Lila Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to the end of Siman Kufav. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omim Shebrashanav Yom Kippur Mutter Lashmiya Kolam B'Tzvila Afilu B'Tzibur. Some say that on Yomim Norayim you can daven more out loud even when you're in Shul. V'chein Noagim, and that's the Minhag, the Rama says, V'mikol Makom Yizaru Shilo Yahavir Kolam Yoser Midai. You shouldn't raise your voices too much. So let's explain this. So we saw that normally you're supposed to daven quietly. How come here it's different? So the answer is lower hakavana, to more kavana, especially on the Yomim Norayim. Aye, what about the fact that you're going to bother the people next to you? No, we're less concerned. Why? Kevin says Siddur Machzorim Biyadam. On Rosh Hashanah Kippur, people daven from a machzor and a sitter. During the week, some people daven by heart, but on there, everyone's davening with the sitter on Rosh Hashanah Kippur from a machzor. And therefore, one is allowed to daven a little bit louder. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham says, still it's better to daven quietly if you can have kavana. And many Achronim say this, so it's better, even Rosh Hashanah Kippur, to daven quietly, but if you need to have a little louder for kavana, that's mutter, because everyone has a machzor. Even though it's mutter to daven more out loud, but not too loud, the Rama says, because that's mamash what Nevi HaBaal did. They were vayikru b'kol gadol, they were yelling. We don't want to give the impression you have to yell for Hashem to hear us. Inami, another reason why you can't daven mamash out loud, is because then for sure you're going to bother the person next to you. Even if he has a machzor, if you're mamash davening out loud, it's going to bother the person next to you. So therefore, you shouldn't raise your voice too much, but on the Yomim Norayim, you can raise your voice more than the rest of the year, but you shouldn't raise your voice, you shouldn't be yelling, you shouldn't be really talking out loud, but it could be, you know, a louder whisper than the rest of the year. But who is allowed to daven out loud? The Chazanim. They're raising their voice to get people to have more kavana, and that's mutter. However, if they're just raising their voices loud to show how strong their voice is, like showing off, that's not good, obviously. It should be being done l'shem shamayim. Sif David. Yachal lispal b'chol lashon sheyirtza. Person can daven in any language he wants. The Mishnah Berurah points out that's only if you understand the other language. In Hebrew, in Lashon HaKodesh, you would say, even if you don't understand. But in the other language, it's only if you really understand that language. Even though you're allowed to, but still, mitzvah in a mufchar, it's still better to daven in Hebrew and Lashon HaKodesh. And there are reasons for this, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in the Chasam Sofer, that the heter is only like biakroi once in a while, but not to be a koveya. You shouldn't establish in the tzibur that everyone should daven dafka in a different language. Then your people are going to forget Lashon HaKodesh, and it's going to lead to other problems. And the Mishnah Berurah says that those people that paskin to change the sitter and only daven in another language, it's an Isser Gamur, Lasos Kain, and he refers here to the Reform. And he says, Leafuke Kitot Chadashos, the new groups, Shenis Partsum, Lechutzlo Medina Bezeh, Hetikos Kol Nusa Chatfil Lashon Amim. They translated the sitter into another language and encouraged people to daven in the other language. Ve'avera Gerera Saveira. And they ended up leaving out the bracha of Kibbutz Galios and other brachos, and left out Yerushalayim, etc. And Hashem Yishmerenu Mikdeus Apikorsos Ka'evu. Hashem should help us from getting involved in this Apikorsos. That's the Reform movement. The Reform movement, one of the first things they did was change the sitter and daven in German, in a different language. Well, even though it was technically mutter, technically, at least on one level, but still, all the Rabbanim were against it for various reasons. And when you go against what all the Rabbanim say, you end up in a bad place out of the Masorah, and you end up falling out of the Masorah of Torah Judaism, and the kids or the grandkids or the great-grandkids aren't religious anymore. And that's what's happening nowadays with the new conservative movement called Open Orthodoxy. And I'll have a separate shir on this, Bezrat Hashem, to accompany this year of the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Shulchan Aruch continues. Hani mili b'tzibur, aval b'yachid lo yispalel, elo b'lashon HaKodesh. The first view says that you should, when you're davening by yourself, it has to be in Hebrew. Why? Because the Malachi Ashares don't understand or don't get involved with Aramaic or other languages except for Lashon HaKodesh, and in a sense, we need the Malachim to help bring the Tefillahs up to Shemayim, but B'tzibur, you don't need any intermediary at all. Hashem himself directly is Mekabel the Tefillahs. Hashem always is Mekabel the Tefillahs, but on one level, when it's in a different language, it's a little harder for it to get up to Shemayim. So the first view holds that you can only daven in another language when it's Bitsibur. V'yeshomrim, hanim yulish kisheshol tzrachav, when you're asking for something you need, kugo, mispala, chole, somebody's sick, wal shum tzar, about tfila, kavua, letzibur, but the regular tfila of the shul, afilu yachid yachalom b'chol lashon. The regular tfila, you can always say b'chol lashon, this opinion holds. Since this is a tfila that's normally said by the tzibur, then it goes up more to Shemayim even without any intermediaries, even if it's not the Zman that the Tzibur is davening. And therefore, it's mutter to daven a tefillah kvua b'tzibur in another language. V'yeshamim, even a yachid who's shoal hisrachav can ask b'chol lashon, except for Aramaic. And others say no, Aramaic is the exception, but in any other language, you can even daven b'yachidus and asking for your own srachim, and that's the opinion that we follow. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, "Mutaras hanashim mispal b'shar lashonos." Women can daven in other languages. A woman wants to cry out to Hashem and talk to Hashem. Bizman the Mishnah Berurah, women didn't understand Hebrew as well as men. That we'll discuss Bez Hashem in Hilchos Sfiras Ha'omer. So he points out that women, even though they don't have, at that time at least, didn't understand Hebrew as well as men, they can daven in other languages, their own tzrachim, because we follow this view that you can daven even your personal tzrachim in other languages, except for Aramaic. Oh, but B'tzibur, you can daven in Aramaic as well. And that's why we say some things in Aramaic. We say Yikum Purkan, we say Brich Shmei. However, this is Halachu L'maisa, if a person is davening at home B'yechidus, he shouldn't say Yikum Purkan. That's the one case. You're davening B'yechidus, and you're asking Hashem for things, for help. That shouldn't be done in Aramaic, and therefore you shouldn't say Yikum Purkan in Aramaic. The Be'er Halacha quotes that of course it's better to daven in Hebrew if possible, because the Ashes HaGadola, when they established the Tfilos, they put in so many deeper ideas into what it says. They counted the letters and the words, and there are many Sodos Ne'olamos V'Niskavos, hidden deep secrets within the Tfilos. And when we say the words that the Ashkenaz HaGadol established, even if we don't know what they mean, then our Tfilos go up to Shemayim Kehogen, and certainly the norm should be to daven in Hebrew. The bottom line is that, based on what the Be'er Halacha writes, the standard practice is people daven in Hebrew. On a case-by-case basis, if you have a Baal Tshuva who's really just doesn't know Hebrew at all and wants to understand the davening now, so there, on a case-by-case basis, it's mutter to daven in English, and sometimes it might happen for a short time. But basically, people are encouraged to daven in Hebrew. Now, you try to understand the davening. It's a very, very good idea to learn the davening, learn what the words mean. Take the art school sitter and prepare. Or, sometimes a person davens in Hebrew and scans the English for some of the brachos to have better havana of what he's saying. And those are two very, very, it's a very good idea to try to learn what the davening means and, go through it. And